The next patient is Brian Jusinski, last name J-U-S-I-N-S-K-I, first name B like in boy, R like in Roger, I like in India, E like in Echo, A like in Alpha, N like in November, N like in November, E like in Echo. This is the clinical case of a 42-year-old white female who is a patient of Dr. Zorana Grujic. Zorana is the first name, Z like in Zulu, O, R like in Roger, A, N, A. Last name, Grujic, G-R-U-J-I-C, who is referred to this practice because she has shown a progressive deterioration of the kidney function. In July 28 of 2021, the serum creatinine was 0.84 and the estimated GFR was 87. In August the 1st, the serum creatinine went up to 1.12 and the GFR was down to 61. And more recently, in February the 4th of 2022, the serum creatinine is up to 1.56 and the estimated GFR is down to 41. The patient had a urinalysis on February the 4th, 2022, in which there is no evidence of protein and the urinary segment is clear. Period. This patient has a long history of drug addiction, and apparently she decided to go clear like 6 years ago. She has said the diagnosis of hepatitis C since 2010, and she has not been treated. On February of 2022, she has a viral load for hepatitis C of 4,520,000 copies. The patient has been referred to Dr. Avalos, A-V like in Victor, A-L-O-S. And he is considering the treatment for hepatitis C after the evaluation by nephrology, period. The patient has the deterioration of the kidney function, which is most likely associated to some degree of nephrosclerosis that could be caused by a chronic inflammation. There is also association between hepatitis and kidney disease, and we have to keep in mind that the patient was exposed to street drugs for a lengthy period of time, period. Today the patient has a blood pressure that is 121 over 86, is the first determination in this office. The patient had a blood pressure of 128 over 78 a month ago, at the primary care office. Period. I am going to just monitor this arterial hypertension, and we are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months. I have to point out that the retroperitoneal ultrasound fails to show any obstruction, any alteration in the size of the kidneys. There is no evidence of cystic lesions, no evidence of calcifications, and no evidence of obstruction whatsoever, period. The liver was also evaluated, and there are no cirrhotic changes, period. This patient needs the treatment for hepatitis C. We are going to follow the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted. We'll spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 20 minutes in the face-to-face evaluation, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.